Christ is calling for laborers true in his field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, of heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Indeed, it is a real pleasure to be back with those who listen to the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you, and we're glad to come to you each Friday night at 11 o'clock over radio station XEG. Now, our hearts have been made happy because of the interest shown in this work of faith which we are endeavoring to do for God and His people. And of course, for those also who are not acquainted with him, or those who serve him not, we hope that we may be a voice which will reach even unto those who sit in the shadow of death, laden heavy with the weight of their sins. Now, for our principal thought at this time, I would like for you to consider doubting Thomas. But first, look at this text in Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Here we see a father with a great love for his son. Now, the thing which makes this incident so touching is the fact that this son was possessed with a dumb spirit and was unable to talk. The father had brought the child to the disciples, but they had been unable to exercise the necessary faith for his deliverance. Here is the all-powerful statement which Jesus then made, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith is the exact opposite of doubt. When faith comes in, doubt has to leave. Faith is the one thing which will supply all of our needs, but it must be free from doubt. I like the way the father of this child replied to the challenge which Christ gave him. Listen then at verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. It is my opinion that when he made this emphatic confession of faith, that all doubts fled from him. And instead his bosom was filled with assurance that he was about to receive that for which he had longed to see for many years, the perfect and complete deliverance of his child. Thus, the answer was not long in coming, for Jesus spoke the word, and the work was done. But on the other hand, I would like for you to consider the failures and frustrations which accompany one who has for his companion this great hindrance to all spiritual progress, the giant of doubt. Now, I am of the opinion that the disciple Thomas was a good man. I believe he lived a holy and just life. But he was certainly hindered in grasping the power of the resurrection of Christ, for he said when told of the great joy others had at seeing Jesus, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." John 20:25. In other words, we would say that Thomas was about like the expression so commonly used in this day when we speak of someone from Missouri, "seeing is believing," or "show me." Now, this may be all right for some things, but when we come to the all-important matter of receiving from God spiritual blessings, it will not work. For Christ said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." But let us take one more look behind the scenes in the life of Thomas. When he came face to face with the Master on another occasion, Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." I would like to point out that faith comes before seeing. When we have real, living faith, then and only then can we see the wonderful works of God. I like this part, for Thomas was not altogether an unbeliever. Likewise, the father whose child Jesus healed made the request, "Help thou mine unbelief." Nevertheless, the greatest blessings of all remain for us in this modern, ever-changing world. Just listen to these beautiful words from the lips of the Master. They seem to sound out through the ceaseless ages and come even to you and me. For he said, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." John 20:29. Dear ones, let us have faith in God. It will bring you peace and satisfaction when all around us others are filled with doubts and misgivings. I would like to tell you of a very pleasant surprise which I had recently. Through the mail, I received word from two of God's children, and at the same time, here was this poem entitled "The Mission Trail," written especially for us by Brother Russell H. Douglas. It made my heart rejoice. But here now is Patsy to share this poem with you.
"The Mission Trail" by Russell H. Douglas. For years I roamed the earth over hill and over dale. Then I found a peaceful valley. I found it on the mission trail. On this trail I found a mission, one that God himself ordains. Found through prayer, not in wishing, 'tis hell to shine, but heaven to gain. A mission of faith on mission trail, we seek that which is lost. In Jesus' name we cannot fail, for he has paid the cost. For each soul the wide world o'er, he made the sacrifice. How can we ever ask for more? With his life he paid the price. The one that's lost we seek today. Through faith we shall prevail. For each dear soul let us pray as we travel on the mission trail.
Thank you, Brother Douglas, for this poem. We trust God will make it a blessing to all. Now let us pause and lift our hearts in prayer. Our Father, just as you gave your Son to seek and save that which was lost, so also we pray that you will give us courage to seek those who are waiting for someone to bring them the blessed story of redemption. This we ask in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now, a few days ago, I received a letter from the Congregation of the Church of God at Midway, Louisiana. They expressed an interest in the Mission Trail broadcast. For this, I am deeply grateful. In fact, I don't know how I could better express my sentiments than those found in a song entitled "Unworthy," as sung by the members of this congregation. There are many reasons why this little town of Midway, Louisiana, holds a sacred spot in my heart. One of these being the fact that back in the year 1916, God saw fit to let me open my eyes for the first time to this great and beautiful world of ours in this place. Midway is located near Gina, Louisiana, about 40 miles east of Alexandria. Here it was in Gina that I attended school for some years. Then, coupled with this natural love for one's own birthplace, I find the ties which holds God's children together is even greater. You know, this is one of the things that characterizes the people of God, and that is the love that they have one for another. This love far exceeds all earthly ties because it is divine. So let me assure all of those in this area that I hold a special spot in my affections for you. Should there be those living near there hearing this broadcast, I would urge you to attend the services here at the chapel in Midway, Louisiana. Contact the pastor, Brother Merrill Williamson, and come make yourself at home with the people of God. But listen now to this song, Unworthy, as sung by Manuel and Marie Mitchell, Cynthia LeCraw, and Charlene Mitchell.
Unworthy am I of the grace that He gave. Unworthy to hold to His hand. Amazed that a king would reach down to a slave. His love I cannot understand.
Friend, do you find yourself unworthy of God's great love? Listen to this song. Yes, think about it. All of us were unworthy of the marvelous love of God.
Have woven a crown of thorns that He wore on His head. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but He
You're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing from you. That address is the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.